Hey, we're going to drop down to one of our old friends, David Choate. David, are we talking big tuna or rock fishing?
We're talking rock fishing. I was right beside Mark out there yesterday. I was out with JJ on the Apollo. I do one of these trips every year. We got a little group that gets together and we go on one right around this weekend here when there's no, football going on. And, in the last few years, guys, I've started to think that maybe CalNet was getting hit a little hard and that it was, I'm being hammered and the fishing was drying up. But after looking at what we did yesterday, I am firmly convinced, man, oh, man, that was some great quality rock fishing. It was. For example, I'm getting ready to start cooking dinner, and one red is going to feed my family of four.
Oh, isn't that awesome?
Two fillets.
Yeah.
I mean, it's phenomenal. And every one of them, we were bringing them up and admiring each one, and I took a lot of photos. It was a great day of fishing. And, like JJ said, and I'm sure Mark said early on in the show, it's just a great way to spend a winter weekend. I was out there in a T-shirt yesterday, and, the weather was great, and we're having fun, and you could, you don't need to go buy a whole lot of different gear. I mean, my yo-yo outfit that I use for yellows in the morning turned into my rig that I put two hooks on to fish for the reds with bait, and then I had a long rod, a 9-footer, and I used that with a jig and a shrimp fly. And
that's awesome.
And it was just so much fun. I just had a blast. But I also wanted to say something to Susan, who has not caught a legal ling cod, and I'm going to let a secret out of the bag here. This is called the bait bomb. And you take a really big treble hook, and like yesterday, we didn't have a very big bait. We had a bunch of small firecracker sardines. So if you want to catch a big ling cod, you rig up just a single dropper loop, and you put this one big treble hook on there. I mean a big treble hook. And you make a candelabra. You just thread as many sardines on there as you can, and then after you get as many as you can, and on each prong of the treble hook, you put a little piece of squid, and that keeps all the sardines from wiggling off on the way down, a little stopper, have you, and fish that down close to the bottom, and I guarantee you, she's going to catch the ling of her lifetime.
Sounds like a buffet.
Sounds pretty tasty.
Baja buffet right there, huh?
Yeah, luckily, my friend that taught me the trick lives in Costa Rica, so he's probably not listening to the show. But whenever we get late in the day and we don't have jackpots sewn up, one or two of us will drop down with a bait bomb and try to get the jackpot. So
this has been a question with Susan here for about 3 weeks. I think she's got a trip coming up and she really wants to get a ling cod, and I'm sure she's listening. So I'll bet you that gets tried out.